Josh Crosby is with us, our reporter, because you might have heard in the news earlier that tourists maybe fined thousands of euro for what? For rowdy or drunken behaviour in Albufeira. So new rules set to come into effect in a bit to clean up the streets and drunken holidaymakers, so they say. Josh, what exactly are the authorities clamping down on?
Well, Kieran, these new decency laws, as they're being described, cover a range of areas. And look, I suppose to put a blanket description over what they cover, it's your rowdy, explicit, ugly and dangerous behaviour. There are going to be fines for drinking in public places, as well as sleeping, spitting, urinating or defecating in the street. And these will range from 500 euro to 1,800 euro. But then the money goes up for sexual acts taking place in a public place or indecent exposure, with fines ranging from 1,000 euro to 4 grand. But one of the codes of conduct that is raising eyebrows is a penalty for partial nudity. So they're trying to stop the wearing of bikinis, swimsuits, trunks and underwear on public roads, terraces and bars. And I suppose people will be heading away now soon on their leaving cert holidays, heading off, and it's become, look, a rite of passage for many. So I don't want to get any alarm bells ringing for parents listening who have a child excited to be jetting away, but just to see what it's all about, I said I'd ask a few people today the kind of antics they witness on these types of group holidays.
Just loads of boards, loads of women, you know, yourself.
I was in Magaluf, I was there back in 2012, I was with a load of lads, went there for 10 days, it was a blade, and it was a right off, it was, yeah, just drinking and boards all night. Most nights, bras, or you name it, we were doing it, you know what I mean? Drugs as well, you know what I mean? We didn't discriminate.
Did you go away yourselves?
A few in my time, yes.
And some wild antics, where did you go?
Oh, first one when I was 18, Magaluf, like first girls holiday. Don't think there's things I can share, really.
What are some of the outrageous or dangerous?
Just general nakedness, usually from other people, not from us, but yeah. Recently been to Ibiza, that was similar.
Yeah, we went away to Albufeira.
And how was that? Was it wild?
As wild as the guy, I suppose, yeah. So they were, yeah, it was good crack. I think everyone should do them.
Yeah, it's nice. It's good to get away with the boys. It's good to organise something, you know what I mean? With the lads, your memories are good, you know what I mean? It's important for a young man.
I went on a group holiday in 2018 to Albufeira.
And what was that like?
It put years on me. It was a heavy couple of days, but it was good crack.
Do you remember it all?
Very little, unfortunately, but yeah, good memories all the same.
And what would be the type of antics you'd see that might be a bit too much?
I think people are generally good natured, but like when you know you see fights and kind of stuff like that, I think that's where it gets out of hand, yeah.
We went to Albufeira for our leaving cert holiday, and I have to say, best holiday ever. Good crack, great memories, and lots of drink.
And there are some things that you saw that were a bit.
Yeah, a few eye-opening moments, I have to say, but listen, we won't discuss them here.
All right. Okay. Well, at least she had the decency not to discuss them. Like that first gentleman you spoke to, Josh, all too happy, it has to be said. Did you do one of these holidays?
Well, I'll admit, yes. I won't give away too much on air now, but
go on.
We went to Santa Ponsa.
Just you and me here now, Josh. Go on.
Just the two of us. 15 of us went to Santa Ponsa, and look, it was wild. People were overindulging. People were getting all sorts of piercings, falling in love, and look, that's all part of it. But I suppose you do.
Did you get a piercing?
I did. Yeah, but I don't have it anymore now.
Where'd you get pierced?
The eyebrow.
Oh, Jesus, Josh.
15 of us. 15 of us.
15 eyebrow piercings.
Landing back to Kerry.
Yeah. Oh, God almighty.
I didn't know I was going to admit that now. There, but then look, all that's kind of part of it. The piercings will go, but then some people get tattoos, and you see others going too far, drink driving on scooters, jumping off balconies into shallow pools, and this is what they want to try and reduce. I said I'd speak to someone working in this area, so I spoke with Claire Dunn, who's the CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association, to see if these new rules are becoming more common in other destinations.
Resorts are trying to encourage good behaviour, normal, you know, good behaviour, common sense behaviour, and really deter bad behaviour. I mean, nobody wants to go to a resort where people are behaving badly. There's drunken people walking along the streets half dressed. You know, no, that's not pleasant for anybody. So resorts are just taking steps now to really encourage, to deter that. Many resorts and businesses there are, you know, recognising the fact that they don't need that type of business. And there's other business to be had out there from people who are behaving in a good way and in a common sense way.
Would you get many clients, many customers coming in purposely saying, we don't want to go anywhere near these types of nightlife strips?
Yeah, I mean, people looking for family holidays don't necessarily want to go somewhere that's full of nightclubs or late bars. You know, that's normal, you know, in a travel agency inquiry. But a lot of nightlife doesn't have to mean bad behaviour. You can have really good behaviour in nightclubs. You know, you can be out having a great time, having lots to drink, having great fun with your friends. But that doesn't mean that you're going to, you know, be behaving badly or have no clothes on or whatever, or getting drunk, falling down in public. That's not behaviour that anybody really wants to see.
Will it work as a deterrent? Will the groups of rowdy tourists, will they look to go somewhere else? Do you think it will work?
Well, possibly they may decide that they'll go somewhere else, but I would think that other destinations will follow suit. Destinations are looking to say, okay, well, let's try to attract people who want to have a great time in our resort, but appreciate it as well.
So that's Claire Dunn, the CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. All those tattoo parlours love to see the Irish Egypts coming. And somebody else wondering, did Josh and his friends get a discount for 15 piercings?
I can't really remember now. It was so long
How
ago.
How long did you leave it in, the piercing?
I'd say it grew out itself, kind of the skin.
Oh, that's probably disgusting. Jesus deal, Christ. Yeah. It's in there somewhere still. Where does the age for nakedness fines begin, wonders Trevor in Loughlinstown. What about, for example, a two-year-old who gets out and runs around the area naked, or do fines begin at 18? Trevor, I suspect your two-year-old will be absolutely fine and is not going to be fined. But more broadly, Josh, I mean, do people suspect the fines would actually work?
Well, that's what I wanted to find out. So look, these new rules were agreed on Friday by local councillors, and the fines are expected to be published officially later this week. And the aim is, I suppose, Kieran, to attract families back to the resort. But will they actually work? So that's what I wanted to find out. And I also wanted to find out if people thought maybe there should be stricter bylaws introduced here for your rowdy Saturday nights. So I hit the streets and I met with two students first, Sophie and Killian, who actually started debating among themselves how the rules would be enforced.
Aside from the issues with kids getting drunk and whatever, there is far better ways to invest that money.
That's fair, but also at the same time, it's a bit of crack, like. Not pissing on the floor, like. You know, people going out getting drunk, that type of a thing. Obviously not getting, like, disgustingly drunk. Obviously, like, you don't want to go, like, too far. People feel like they actually can't go out drinking or that type of a thing.
Question for you, then. Where do you draw that line? Like, how do you determine, am I too drunk, are you too drunk? Like, how would you see them mandating that?
Because obviously by the time you see someone, like, you know, profusely vomiting, you know, that's when you're, like, too much. But before that,
that's my question, because then you come into the question of, do you do it by a BAC, which is like how much drink one person can tolerate? Do you do it by a drink minimum, which will make you drunk and me sober? Like, how do you regulate that?
It should be based off of like how each person like responds to alcohol, if that makes sense. There shouldn't be like a limit of, say, number of drinks.
Would it deter you from going to Elephant Fira?
It probably wouldn't now, to be honest. Like, if the new rules is you can't get too rowdy, then you still go. You just don't get rowdy as rowdy, you know what I mean? Still able to have fun.
I don't know. I think it depends. I think them places are, like, that's what runs the economy over there. I feel like it'd be kind of like saying to the Americans, oh, you can come over here, but, you know, you can't touch anything green, or you can't, you know, you can't visit Dingle, you can't visit all these places, don't have to drink any Guinness.
Do you think here at home, could we learn from that? Could there be stricter bylaws if people are falling around in the street?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is a lot of things we could learn from it. But you know what? I don't think young people drink half as much as they used to at all anymore. They're more interested in getting up on a Sunday morning and getting their Instagram up and their avocado in front of them, compared to the drinking that would have gone on back in my day.
Oh God, I don't know what a day will work like, especially people from Dublin, do you know what I mean? They won't listen to you if you sell them out, do you know what I mean?
Do you think this will work now, this kind of new rules, new bylaws?
People will make their fun wherever they go. It's all nonsense. Get a group of 10 lads together, they'll have fun. They'll make a mess.
They certainly will make a mess, I suspect, like yourself, Josh, and your 14 pals with your eyebrow piercings. Josh Crosby, thank you very, very much.